tsatsene singiria zvisimbise iwe usatinyadzise ndozvavanokuudza iwe iwe.
I'm Cynthia Murray. I'm an award-winning singer and songwriter from Zimbabwe.
Tell us about your awards.
Okay, so I've won 3 Zima Awards, which are Zimbabwe Music Awards, for a song called Zwarimwe Odaizwa Ibvira. And I've won a NAMA award, which is a National Arts Merit Award, for a song called Motonga Upire.
I want to tell you a story about a girl,
which is a song I wrote for the girl child. And in the UK, I've won a BAFTA award for the best Afro-Caribbean artist for a song called Catch Me When I Fall. And I've won a Zim Achievers Award and a Zim Award as well. And then in Zimbabwe, this year I also won the NCC Women in Enterprise Awards. And I've had a lot of nominations as well.
And who inspired you to get into singing as a young woman yourself growing up? Have you always been interested in music, or how did that start?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I kind of was born to sing because I wanted to sing when I was 5 years old, but my father didn't like the idea of it. But at the time, the people who motivated me so much, like Michael Jackson, I remember watching Michael Jackson performing on TV, and I thought, wow, I want to do like what he's doing. He was dancing, and he was singing, and he was amazing. And then as I grew up, people like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey inspired me. You know, and then I became, you know, a young woman in the UK, a young Zimbabwean woman. And then I started looking at people like Oliver Mtukudzi, Chiwaniso, and like really thinking, wow, these people have, they're doing their music, but it's a Zimbabwean sound. And that inspired me so much. And now I try to make sure that my music really shows that I'm a Zimbabwean woman, that I'm an African woman, and I'm Zimbabwean. And I also play keyboard. And the person who inspired me with that was Alicia Keys. I saw this young woman playing keyboard and singing, and I was like, wow, I can do that. So I started learning how to play it, and now I play it. So a lot of people have influenced my journey.
So what genre would you say your music falls in? You just said that you've now refocused and, you know.
It's Afrofusion. So it's like a fusion of African sounds. You know, I fuse pretty much anything I feel like fusing in my music. So I would have like a bit of gospel, a bit of jazz, a bit of even the guitars are sort of played in a Zimbabwean way. But I'm not really limited to myself. And I think I've been compared to artists like Zahara, Lira, you know, artists like that sing the type of music that's sort of what I've been compared to. And Chiwaniso as well, even though the music is different, but maybe a similarity in the sound.
Maybe for some people out there who might not know you or some of your fans, give us a snippet of one of the songs that you performed at Zim Expo.
Sure. Okay, this is Daizwa Ibvira. Daizwa Ibvira, ndaikumbira zuva rimwe. Oh, ndikuudze izviri mumwoyo mangu. Amahayo. Daizwa Ibvira, ndaikumbira zuva rimwe. Ndikuudze izviri mumwoyo mangu. Amahayo.
What inspired you to sing that song? It seems very personalized. It's like you're singing to your mom. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is a song that won all the major awards that I told you about. This album and this particular song.
Uh-huh.
It's about my mom. I lost my mom to cancer in 2011. And I didn't really know how else to cope with the pain of losing her. So I did what I do best, which I know is music. So 2 days after mom's funeral, I was in the studio with Joseph Madzire, the CEO of Zim Praise Choir. And he produced the song and we co-wrote it. And I was pretty much writing how I was feeling at the time because, you know, I just felt like if I only could have one more chance to see her. You know, but of course, you always feel like that when you lose your mom. It never feels like it's right. You just want her back. So that's what I was feeling, and I wrote about that.
And just to round off, maybe give us something that you wrote in your happy place, your happy time.
Okay. Motonga uvire. It goes like this. Motonga konga uvire, vire, vire, ey. Ga uvire, vire, vire. Motonga konga uvire, vire, vire, ey. Ga uvire, vire, vire. De gandi kutalire, nyaya iripano. Paiva po, wanafika na. Akakurira munamo asina chake. Akakurari woga asina wake. Muto wako ngao vira 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 ey. Ngao vira vira vira. Muto wako ngao vira 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 ey. Ngao vira vira vira. Muto wako ngao vira 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 ey. Ngao vira vira vira. Muto wako ngao vira 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 ey. Ngao vira vira vira. So that song, I'm just inspiring young girls that even if life is hard, they must keep their fire burning. Never give up on themselves. Never give up hope. Just know that they're beautiful, they're important, they're worthy. That's like, because my music, I like to inspire people and empower people, you know. So, yeah, that is one of those songs. It's a very, we dance to that song.
Yeah. I was actually just about to ask you, like, I know that you wrote that in your happy place, but what's your last word to all your fans, all the young ladies listening out there?
I just want to say to everybody who's been supporting me, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Please keep supporting me. Please tell everybody you know about Cynthia Mari. Kushinga kuti ufambe nzira yacho urarambe. And then to anyone else who's looking to get inspired or wants to do this music thing, I would just say that you have to believe in yourself. You have to be hardworking. It's not easy. You have to practice a lot, and you have to practice how to perform live, how to sing properly, and write good songs, and keep going, and don't listen to negativity. Because people, there's always going to be someone with a negative thing to say. You can't let that bring you down. Just believe that you're doing what's right, and just be true to yourself.
Those who want to access your music, where can they find it?
Well, I'm online. It's on iTunes, Amazon. It's everywhere on the iTunes, on the online stores. And also, I'm on Facebook, Cynthia Mari Music. I'm on Twitter, Cynthia Mari. I'm on Instagram, Cynthia Mari. I'm on Snapchat, Cynthia Mari 1. Just look for me on social networks. Interact with me. Follow me. Tweet me. Text me. Everything. I'm available. I'm everywhere online.
Ha, ha, ha. Asiringi sabu seri kwe mapepe towa akumu sabi. kuramba wakaumisa ghost daddy. Ha ha ha.